Last night, the annual Scripps National Spelling Bee ended in a tie. Out of 283 spellers competing, Vanya Shivashankar of Olathe, Kansas, and Gokul Venkatachalam of Chesterfield, Missouri, shared the title. Here's Vanya answering her final word.
Sharon Schnitta. S-C-H-E-R-E-N-S-C-H-N-I-T-T-E. Sharon Schnitta.
Correct.
Wow. Vanya was then asked about that moment.
Yeah, my winning word was Sharon Schnitta, and I'd seen that a bunch of times before, so I was really happy.
A bunch of times before? I've never even heard of that word. And here's Gokul, after being told that if he spelled his final word correctly, he would share the title.
Nunatak.
Nunatak. Nunatak. N-U-N-A-T-A-K. Nunatak.
Correct.
Quick and to the point. And after leaving the stage, he said this.
We failed many times trying to reach this, and then when we finally got it, it was just amazing.
Now, both winners are of South Asian descent, as were the last eight winners of the Spelling Bee. Shalani Shankar is studying that trend as well as Spelling Bee culture. She's an associate professor of anthropology and Asian American studies at Northwestern University and joins us from National Harbor, Maryland, where the Bee was held. And Professor Shankar, I understand you've spent time with the winners. What can you tell us about them?
These two winners, like most of the spellers that I've spent time with, are absolutely lovely, balanced young people. Vanya has a wide range of interests, and from what I can tell, a really active social life. Gokul is an avid basketball fan, and I think he's rooting for the Cavs. LeBron is his guy.
All right, but if somebody has seen the word Sharon Schnitta many times before, it leads me to believe that they are spending an awful lot of time preparing for spelling bees.
Absolutely. You cannot win a national championship of this caliber unless you really dedicate hours a day, probably year round. They make lists out of Merriam-Webster's dictionary, which is probably why Vanya could say, I've seen that word several times, because they're very thorough in their preparation. Additionally, they study root dictionaries of Latin roots, Greek roots, and so on, and that really helps them decode words on the spot.
And why is it that so many South Asians end up doing that and winning these competitions? We should say that at one point, six out of the seven finalists were South Asian.
Yes, that's right. I think that the activity of spelling bees has grown in prestige among certain South Asian American communities. I would say that it's not a uniform phenomenon among South Asian American communities, but among those that do value this activity, they've really taken to it and they compete year-round in different spelling bee circuits.
And are they so good at it just because they're practicing all the time or practicing more than anybody else?
I think that absolutely contributes to it. Anytime you speak to spellers, even past champions of any race or ethnicity, they'll tell you that you have to keep this in constant practice, like any other sport, in order to be at competition level.
But how much of this is their desire to do this, and how much of this is their parents' desire to have them do this?
I see the parents as willing enablers of this activity, but unless a child actually wants to do this activity, there's no way they can excel in the ways that you saw last night at the National Spelling Bee. And that goes for any spellers, not just the champions.
And what do they do once they have won? We should say in this case, one of the winners is 13, the other is 14. You're not allowed to participate in this contest once you turn 14. So what do they do afterwards?
I think they go on to do a wide range of academic as well as social and other kinds of activities. I mean, if you look at past winners, most of them seem to go on to college. There was an interesting article in the Washington Post about how one went on to become a professional gambler. So I think that they can do whatever they want. They're just so smart.
But it must be strange for these kids after they have spent all these hours a day, as you say, getting ready for competition, to all of a sudden turn 14 and not do any of that anymore.
It is. And one speller I interviewed had a very clever phrase that she and others use, which is PTSD, post-traumatic spelling disorder, because they have spent an inordinate amount of time focusing on spelling, and many of them really miss it. But because they have such active Facebook groups and Google groups, they do stay in touch with each other, and I think they continue to share their love of words with one another as they go through middle school and high school.
Shalini Shankar, an associate professor of anthropology and Asian American studies at Northwestern University, joining us from National Harbor, Maryland, where the National Spelling Bee has wrapped up. Shalini Shankar, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Lisa, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing this weekend. I'm going to be doing a little bit of Sharon Schnitta at a Nonotuck.
I can't believe that you're admitting to that, Jeremy. I think no less of you for having said that.
By the way, Sharon Schnitta is the art of paper cutting design, which I wouldn't have the first clue about. And a Nonotuck, I don't think there are any around here. Maybe. An often rocky element of a ridge, mountain, or peak. Yeah, we've got some of those. But with ice or snow, I don't know. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Lisa Mullins in for Robin Young. This is Here and Now.